This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with the Queen of Suspense, best-selling author Mary Higgins Clark. But first, let's tell you about the sickest states in 2014 and the top 10 healthiest states to boot. A company called Sick Weather recently conducted a study of data collected by their patent-pending process to qualify reports of illness from social media. This data was then used to identify the top 10 sickest states in 2014 and the top 10 healthiest states in 2014 as well. Sick Weather's data scientists analyzed social media reports of allergies, flu, cough, colds, and fever from January through October to determine the following. The 10 sickest states: Nebraska with 2.48 sick people per 1,000, followed by Massachusetts, Oklahoma, Indiana, Oregon, West Virginia, Texas, Kentucky, Nevada, and Kansas had nearly 4 people per 1,000 sick in 2014. The top 10 healthiest states: Utah, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Maine, Washington, Vermont, Montana, Mississippi, New York, and Idaho. Idaho seems to finish at the top of all these best of lists. I got to think about moving to Idaho. The total reports were then divided into the total population. 2014 population estimates were provided by the U.S. Census, of course. Sick Weather is a Baltimore-based company which provides online reports and iPhone app reports that scan social networks for indications of illness and maps real-time data on more than 23 different symptoms and illnesses. Kerry Washington and the cast of Scandal deliver GiveMas for SAG Foundation's end-of-the-year fundraising campaign. As part of its efforts, the Screen Actors Guild Foundation enlisted the cast of Scandal to record a one-minute holiday poem based on the night before Christmas, asking union performers to give back to the SAG Foundation this GiveMas. Dressed in reindeer antlers, Santa hats, and other props, the Scandal cast delivered a spirited, funny, and compelling year-end appeal to fellow performers to support the SAG Foundation in any amount. Kerry Washington and the cast of Scandal have made us feel like George Bailey at the end of It's a Wonderful Life, said Sid Wilson, executive director of the SAG Foundation. They came in with the best attitudes and brought this idea of GiveMas to life. In 2014, the SAG Foundation granted $1.2 million to SAG AFTRA performers and their families in emergency assistance, catastrophic health care, and scholarships. The foundation offered over 900 free educational programs to more than 30,000 union performers nationwide and opened a brand new Actors Center in New York. As well, volunteers for its children's literacy programs, Book Pals, and Storyline Online read to over 4 million children in classrooms and online every month. As a nonprofit organization separate from SAG-AFTRA, the SAG Foundation does not receive any funding from union dues or fees and relies solely on gifts, grants, and donations to operate its programs and facilities. New Year's resolutions. You can give yourself the opportunity to assess the wisdom of your past and visualize the potential for your future at any time, but natural new beginnings like New Year's give you the chance to ask yourself a few important questions that can help you unmask the mysteries of the map of your life. Consider the following questions as a review of the past and let your answers guide you into the new year, 2015. What are you most proud about yourself this year? This does not have to be just about a goal that you achieved. It can be about a relationship you set straight, a challenging event or situation you handled well, something you created, maybe a new attitude you've taken on, or something you've tried and learned from. The answer to this question most often hovers around what matters most to you. What worked well last year that you'd like to build on? What didn't work, and how would you like to change it? Life is really a long series of experiments in which what works and what doesn't work is all good information. When something works well, you can build on it and move in a positive direction. When something doesn't work well, it's a valuable information like a street sign that says wrong way or do not enter and warns you to try a different path. Where, when, and doing what did you feel the best of yourself in action? There's nothing more gratifying than feeling like you're in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. We all have gifts and natural strengths that shine when they are applied in the right situation. What do you most want to contribute this next year? Answer this question for each of the roles of your life, at home, at work, at friendships, in your faith, and in your community overall, and it will give you your own personal roadmap for the new year. These questions were provided by Terry Barnett Martin, a relationship counselor in private practice in Southern California. She's an open-hearted, intuitive practitioner and writer who is dedicated to helping people find purpose and path in their life and relationships. Tending Fences, Building Safe and Healthy Relationship Boundaries, The Parables of Every Soul can be purchased from Amazon.com or through major booksellers. The Game It People have a poll that reveals the 10 best New Year's trivia facts. The 10 best trivia facts about New Year's across the world have been identified by researchers and ranked by a national poll conducted on behalf of Game It, a new trivia game and shopping app. In their hunt for interesting New Year's trivia, Game It researchers trolled the web, pored over trivia books, and mined the sum of accumulated human knowledge before narrowing down the field to a short list of 10 pieces of New Year's trivia, according to the founder of Game It, Bryce Johnson. So here we go. Number one, more cars are stolen in the U.S. on New Year's Day than any other holiday. That's interesting, huh? I didn't know that. January 1st was first established as the new year by Julius Caesar. The earliest recorded festivities to welcome the new year were placed in Babylon 4,000 years ago and were celebrated in late March. The Italians, Spanish, Mexicans, and Bolivians all share a custom of celebrating the new year by wearing red underwear for good luck. The first inhabited place to experience New Year each year is Kiritimati, more commonly known as Christmas Island. Banging bread on the walls to frighten away dead relatives was a traditional Irish custom celebrated on New Year's Day. The Dutch have a custom of welcoming the new year by firing homemade cannons created by heating milk jugs with tight lids. Throwing furniture out of the window to welcome the new year is a custom in Johannesburg, South Africa. On New Year's Day 1946, Emperor Hirohito of Japan officially announced that he was not a god. The Belgians and Swiss ranked last and Brazilians first in a recent global vote for best nationality to spend New Year's Eve with. Mary Higgins Clark is indeed the queen of suspense. She has sold over 80 million books in the U.S. alone. On Christmas Eve, she celebrated her 87th birthday. I had the privilege to call her at her home in New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Yes?
Mike Bennett, how are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
I am so happy to talk to you on your birthday.
I know. I'm telling you, they're going to take me out and shoot me.
Oh, come on now, Mary.
How are you, Mike?
I'm terrific. The family's terrific. We miss you so much, and I hope that you're having a great birthday.
Oh, yes. You know, one of the girls has me on Christmas Eve, and then I have the whole shooting match, nieces and nephews and all that on Christmas Day.
So that's your day, huh?
Today's my day, and then tomorrow's everybody's day. I have 25 for dinner, and then others stopping in after having been with the other side of the family.
All right. Can I tape a quick message from you to your fans? Because they all want to know how you're doing on your birthday.
Oh, wonderful.
What would be your message to your readers?
I wish you all a blessed and happy Christmas, wonderful and healthy New Year. I rejoice that one more day I am sharing one more Christmas Eve and one more Christmas with my family. And I love all of you who have made me so happy by writing and telling me that you enjoy my books. It is the greatest privilege to hear that message for me. So thank you very much, and may you all have a blessed and happy new year.
Is this the 87th?
87th, can you imagine? I never thought. And you know, I've kept a diary over the years. Not enough. I kept it until I was in my late 40s, and then I got so busy. But it's interesting to read, you know, going back and turning the pages.
I bet, after all these years. Now, what is the name of your latest book?
The latest book is The Cinderella Murder. It's a continuation of the characters in the last book, which, what was it? I Got You Under My Skin. That's the book that came out in May. And the editors liked the characters so much, the main characters, they said, we want to do an Under Suspicion series. So I'm doing it with Alethea Burke, and we certainly had wonderful reviews on the Cinderella Murder. And then I have The Melody Lingers On coming out in April. And I have another one that I had started 45 years ago and put aside. It's a novella called Death Wears a Beauty Mask. So that will be coming out in the summer.
Unbelievable. You have the busiest schedule of anybody I know.
I love to write, Mike. I mean, what would I do? You put a flower in the ground and it dies. I put a biscuit in the oven, it burns. Although God knows I fed 5 kids all those years. But now it is such a joy to get up and put my finger on the keys. I love it.
Well, we couldn't possibly wish you any more success in 2015 than you've already had, but continued good health and all the best, my dear.
Thank you, Mike, and the same to you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
With the incredible Mary Higgins Clark, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.